Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks again for hanging out with me for another week of I Won't Stop Until I Win. And before I start every single show, you guys already know that I just like to take a few moments out right up front just to give God some thanks, because I believe that without him, none of this would be possible. So I just pray to somebody that's out there that's listening is inspired, motivated, and encouraged to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. So I pray that in Jesus' name, and thanks again for hanging out with me, guys. And listen, you know, every time I bring on an amazing guest to the show, they always bring the fire energy, the fire information, and drop fire nuggets. And this week is no different, ladies and gentlemen. Today's guest is a scientist, a Wall Street Journal best-selling author, and inventor of the most effective bone density building medical device, which has reversed osteoporosis for thousands and created a more powerful and fracture resistant athletes. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have none other than John Jackwish. How you doing, my brother? How's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much, man, for coming on to the show, man.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Jose.
Yeah, cool, man. Listen, so when I saw scientists, man, you know, people think scientists and like, oh, wow, scientists, what's this all about? So just tell everybody that's watching and listening a little bit about what, you know, what got you into wanting to become a scientist and what that's developed for you up until today.
So my first invention was really inspired by my mother. She was diagnosed with osteoporosis. She refused to take any of the medications because of the side effects. And she went online and read some stuff that made her really not want to take them. So I said to her, what if I could create a device that could address this? And she said, yeah, it sounds great. But I didn't think she thought I would actually go and do it. And I was very, this was 13 years ago. Yeah, I was still in more than 13 years ago, because I was in my late 20s. So I went and developed an impact emulation system, sort of like to give the benefit of high impact without any of the risks. And I accomplished that objective. The machines are now found at OsteoStrong clinics. And I reversed her osteoporosis within 18 months. So in her 70s, she went from having the bones of like an 80-year-old to having the bones of a 30-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, really rapid change. And now she can go out and do anything like she did in her 30s, and she's now in her 80s.
That's so incredible. And I saw that Tony Robbins partnered with you with that as well.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that, how that connection happened.
Tony once told me, do you know what I do? And of course I had the same answer everybody does. Like, I know people would define you as a motivational speaker, but I don't think you like that. I think you like sort of a coach title. And he goes, nah, that is what I tell people I do. That's not what I do. It's okay. Give it to me. What do you do? And he says, I go out, and this is him, just right at his dinner table while he's telling me this. He says, I go out in the world and I find the best shit. Best shit to do, you know, best everything, nutrition, whether it's exercise science, whatever. And then I explain it to people. Like, I get it. So, because a lot of things, he says, your thing. He says, when you talk about your invention, OsteoStrong, he says, you explain it like shit. Awful. And I was like, thank you. Can you help me? And he goes, yeah, I'm gonna help you. He says, honestly, you want to talk about the science because you're, you know, maybe worried that people won't believe you. And he said, and that's a good worry, because most people won't believe you. That's fine. But he said, it works. He said, he had one. He was the first one to privately own one. He called randomly one day. And he's like, hi, my name's Tony. I want to buy one of your devices. And I said, oh, they're prototypes. They're not for sale. And we can't support them anyway. And he says, and I said, and he goes, how much are the prototypes? $300,000. He goes, I'll buy one. No problem. Where do I send the check? And then, you know, I'm like, who is this again? This is Tony Robbins. And I'm like, oh, all right, man, if you really want a prototype, and by the way, you break it, I might not be able to like fly over and fix it for like 2 weeks because I'll be in like, you know, China or wherever, you know, like I travel around a lot for this.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's fine. Like, we'll take care of it. So he got one. And then this conversation happened where he's talking about how he wants to help me really communicate and take a lot less of the science and lay it more on the sort of the results and some of the research, but the exciting things where, you know, people get to see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, now that's something profound, but I'd heard versions of this before. Like, people don't buy products, they buy better versions of themselves.
Yeah.
Got to get someone who has low bone density, weak bones, to imagine how great their life is going to be when they have stronger bone, because that's going to give them the motivation to do it right anyway.
Yeah.
And so these are all great lessons, and he teaches them in his courses. So it's not like he, you know, whispered the secrets of the universe in my ear. By the way, he doesn't have those. A lot of people think he really does. No, not really. Cool guy to hang out with, though.
No, that's great. And the reason I asked you that question was because I know that, like how you said, Tony, he goes out there in the world and he finds the best of the best. And so that actually speaks volumes also to, you know, Tony's a world-renowned individual. And that speaks volumes to this invention that you created and him co-signing you and saying, hey, listen, I'm not just saying this is the best because, you know, he told me, like, he actually put his money where his mouth was and bought it, tried it out. And that's why Tony's in great shape.
Yeah. I mean, that was like 13 years ago.
Yeah. Now, what would you tell somebody who doesn't maybe have access to the machine that may have some problems with bone density? Is there anything they can do outside of the machine that can help with strengthening their bones?
No. Otherwise, I wouldn't have developed the machine. That's not the answer people want, but I'm not here to give answers people want. I'm here to tell everybody how it is.
Yeah. No, so absolutely.
I created that. I mean, there is one other way. It's high impact, like gymnastics level. But when somebody has a problem with bone density, let's say it's a 60, 70 year old woman, I'm not going to tell her to go out for gymnastics. Right. I mean, that's not responsible.
Yeah, and absolutely.
They can't do it anyway. You know, they lost the mobility years ago. So it's just not very worthwhile advice.
So where would they go to get access to this machine?
You go to osteostrong.me and
see, like, which one is the closest to you.
Location finder.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that they call you the Tony Stark of the fitness industry. And I've seen pictures of you, brother, man, without your shirt on. And I'm telling you, you're a big dude, bro. You're a big dude.
Yeah. But that's because of my second invention. That's because of X3.
X3. So, and that's why I'm leading into the X3. So they call you the Tony Stark of the fitness industry. And because of X3. So tell us about X3.
It is funny. And I want to say this because I know your audience is entrepreneurial. When you create one thing, people still imagine you don't know anything. Like, you got lucky. When you invent two things, that's when people are like, all right,
this guy knows his stuff.
Yeah. That's when my first company, I launched it in Chicago. And so I talked to some people at the Chicago Tribune. And so they were like, yeah, like, you know, this is really cool. And they gave it a little coverage, not much. They introduced me to Fox Chicago. And I did a nice news piece with my mother on Mother's Day, like what this kid did for his mother.
Yeah.
So that was cool. But it was when the second thing came out, and also, and this is unfortunate, but people care a lot more about how they look than how healthy they are.
That's true.
I plan on tricking a lot of people into being healthy by showing them how to first be attractive.
I like that.
All these guys I get in shape, and women too. There's plenty of about 40% women users of X3, and they're like, oh my God, it's never been faster to get in shape. And, you know, now, like, you know, I'm getting compliments. People are like, what are you doing? How are you getting in shape like this? So, yeah. And, you know, of course, their blood work looks better. Their hemoglobin A1C score goes down, which is like what is really like. There's about two things that we've determined help against the popular virus of the day, which I won't name because I don't want this to be blocked. You know, low hemoglobin A1C score, especially because truthful information gets blocked also.
Yeah.
Or especially a low hemoglobin A1C, which means a healthy metabolism of cells. I mean, basically just lets your cell like get a virus and then say, all right, we're going to get rid of this. We don't want this. But if your cell is slowed down, meaning you have like a higher, especially muscle cells, which most of the cells, large cells in our body, the biggest mass we have is muscular. It can't, the metabolism can't move fast enough to take care of viruses and it can kill the individual. Hemoglobin A1C score with heavy exercise, massive effect. And you know, people don't know this because, hey, most people, and this is part of the reason I wrote my book, most people who work out look exactly the same years later. Like they don't succeed at all. And that's part of why I don't understand why the fitness industry gets defended when I write, when I wrote the book, Weightlifting is a Waste of Time. It's like people were so upset and I'm like, well, you know, I won't pick on anybody individually because that's just mean. Even though they're being mean to me, I'm a little above that.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, well, you know, weightlifting is, and I'm like, well, but just look at everybody who's in the gym. Like there's actually studies done on whose body actually changes, on who really gets to a lean level. Because lean is a great way to look at what your percentage of body fat is. You get to see, because muscularity plays into that as well as high or low body fat. So the top 1% lean men in the United States are 10.9%, basically 11% body fat. That's pathetic. And that's the top 1%. No wonder people with visible abdominals are like worshipped on Instagram. There's not many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? One out of like 10,000 people look like that?
And that's the truth. That's what people aspire to look like.
Right. And you know, there's genetic differences which can be defeated, but people don't know that. I mean, you got to read the book. I'll tell you how to get around the genetic limitations you have, and they have nothing to do with hormones, by the way. Not a thing. Hmm. You know, because like we get drugs out of sports, right? Like WADA is a really serious organization now. You know, it's the World Anti-Doping, something else. I don't know. And they, memorizing acronyms is not necessarily my thing.
Yeah.
But WADA's been, they up the testing, so no one can get away with anything. And I think there's actually people, there's people that are just furious because NFL players are still muscular and lean because they didn't want to believe that hard work was really the thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they wanted to believe everybody was cheating and on drugs except for them.
Now, yeah. I know, and I saw that with the X3, you can basically tone your body as well without.
Oh, yeah, you drop body fat really quickly. It has to do with a really rapid upregulation and rapid and strong upregulation of growth hormone, which was based on a study that Henry and I did. We're the two authors of the book. It was a meta-analysis which looked at triggering growth hormone, and you drop body fat real quick when you do that. Then you downregulate cortisol, which is the hormone that helps protect your body fat and keep it longer.
And that was with the less potential of injury also from weightlifting.
That's right, because it's variable resistance. And you actually get to fatigue the entire muscle. When you lift a regular weight, you're only fatiguing the muscle that is activated in your weakest range, which is also the least amount of muscle that is ever activated in the body.
And you're still working your entire body as well.
You say it again?
You're still working the entire body as well.
Right. Yeah, we hit every part of the body. And yeah, I do get a little criticism for the book because I talk a lot about the discovery that I made and how I, you know, ended up converting that into a really inexpensive home gym product. And the thing fits in a backpack or a drawer, so you don't have to lose a room of your house. You know, yeah, because a lot of people, like, they put a home gym in and it's like, oh, like, I get messages every day where people are like, you saved my marriage. Now my wife can park inside because I got rid of my you know, home gym.
Home gym.
And I got an X3, which I can use in the living room. And I'm thinking, you made your wife park outside? Like, you need a relationship counselor before you need your X3. But anyway, I'm not in that business. So I everything came together for that. The research came together. When I looked at the data from the bone density, and this really gets to the answer to your question. When I looked at the data from the bone density medical device, I looked at massively different outputs and different joint angles, sevenfold difference.
Wow.
So like you're seven times stronger here in a chest press than you are back here. And if you know that, why the hell would you ever work out with a static weight? Waste of time. You're overloading. I'm quoting Peter Attia here, which is why he's not a fan of weightlifting. I don't know if he's read my book, but I've told him to many times.
Now, have you been able to get as big as you are just with this, with the X3? Is that the only thing you use?
I probably put on between, you know, just growing up and, you know, like puberty and whatever. I probably put on 10 pounds of muscle, you know, because I got a little taller. I'm trying not to count that. And then, you know, and then I was getting ready to turn 40 and I finally got my first prototype of X3 together. And in 3 years, I put on 60 pounds of muscle.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, my fraternity brothers didn't even recognize me. Like I walk up to them and they're like, wow, who are you? Why are you walking up to us? You're a very scary man. And you know, I'm like, hey, you know, we live, you know, you live next door to me in the fraternity house. And they're like, oh shit. Like I would never have recognized you. I looked so different.
So so the X3 not only helps you to gain muscle mass, but it also tones you as well.
Yeah.
Because you're toned up, bro. I'm telling you, I saw pictures of you. I'm like, yo, this dude is incredible.
Yeah, depending on the test I take, because Dex is a little different. Dex, I'll add on a few percentage points because it counts water a little differently. And you know, it's just a different test. But like caliper tests, last I took, I'm 7% body fat. I'd like to get down a few points. Yeah,
no, so I'm saying like
I'm 240 pounds. And you can see all my abdominals. You can even see veins in my abdominals. So, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Somebody will see somebody that, you know, goes to the gym and lifting weights to get this type of, you know, abdominal look and just this overall fitness look when they can do the same thing with the X3 right at home and get the same results, build a muscle mass, and at the same time, tone their body as well.
Right. It doesn't take much time.
And that's what also, I was gonna say. How much time, what kind of workout do you recommend with that? Like how long?
It depends how muscular you are. The more muscular you are, the longer it takes because a larger muscle draws more blood. I can get out of breath with bicep curls where, you know, you take a smaller guy, like a 14-year-old high school student, give him a barbell and tell him to curl until he can't anymore. Or even use X3 and they catch their breath in like a minute.
Yeah.
It takes me a lot longer than a minute to recover because I'm carrying around 240 pounds of muscle. So, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah. Cause muscle weighs more than fat.
Well, also it requires blood. Like I don't care how hard you work. Your fat doesn't need any vascularity. You don't have veins running through your fat. It's just storage. And this is one of the problems with some of the drug using like bodybuilders is they get up to 250 or 300 pounds, but they're not carrying any excess body fat. So in a way, from a cardiovascular demand perspective, not any other perspective, just from what your heart wants, the heart of that 250-pound bodybuilder has to work a lot harder than a 250-pound obese person because the obese person is not supplying blood constantly to the body fat. So they may only be 190 pounds of lean mass and the rest of it is just fat. So they don't run out of breath. And this is one of the myths in fitness is that strength athletes have terrible cardiovascular performance, which is why they should do a lot of cardio. No. I mean, that's, first of all, it's opposing goals. So you're just screwing yourself up, keeping yourself from being successful. Second thing is a bigger muscle draws more blood. And that's why I don't recommend cardio at all. do strength training instead, because I cite a meta-analysis in there that compiled data from 100 different studies and determined that strength training gives you a better cardiovascular health effect than cardiovascular training does.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And you're not wearing out your joints. Like, you know, these guys are really into cardio, and I've seen them over the years. I've been exercising a long time, all the way from high school sports, Division I college rugby, and you know, now it's just I'm kind of competing with myself with X3. But I've been in contact with a lot of athletes of all different types, and I see like some of the older guys from like 20 years ago, where I was just, you know, as sort of an exercise fanatic. And I made friends with some of these guys who were like cyclists or runners or whatever. They can't even get out of a chair now.
Wow.
Doing so bad. And it's like, well, how healthy is cardio now that you can't move?
Wow, that's crazy.
Shit now.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah. Now, and I saw that, you know, a lot of major organizations that we're all familiar with, like the Miami Heat, different NFL teams, and even Olympians are using this X3 as well. Mm-hmm. How? Let me ask you this question. As far as the OsteoStrong machine is concerned, how long of a treatment does that typically take for somebody to, get their bones
back? Oh, reverse their bone loss?
Yeah.
I'd say 2 years. Years with the people who really put in the effort, 3 or 4 for people who kind of take it easy.
And how long is that treatment? Like, is it like weekly, monthly?
No, that's like 10 minutes. You can only do it once a week because the metabolic rate of bone is longer, which makes sense. I mean, you think about, you know, you're like, how quickly does blood flow in and out of the muscle and the muscle feel recovered? You know, we actually know from biopsy studies, it's 36 hours. 36 hours, all your muscle protein synthesis is done. Wow. Which is why we, with X3, we work the muscle every 48. So we make sure that it's all done. Because there's always some clown out there who's going to do like 2 sets, which screws up, you know, the recovery process.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So what'd you say, 10 minutes a week, you said?
10 minutes a week for OsteoStrong. It's about 10 to 15 minutes a day. With X3.
With X3.
Yeah.
But and there's no double sets required.
No, you get so exhausted from one set.
Wow.
You cannot do another one if you try. I mean, yeah, you can kind of fake it, but you just screw up your recovery ability. Like I tell people, like there's a whole video program I developed for the product. And I tell people all the time, I'm not going to bore you with all the science, but follow the program. If you want to read why, you can read, you know, the book, which explains everything. Weightlifting is a waste of time. Why we only do one set and why every little detail is there. But most people don't want to learn. They just want to be told what to do. But then for some reason, fitness fans bear the mark of the last truck that hit them. And they read another article that's about, I don't know, drop sets or some other thing that doesn't work. And it's like, well, I gotta put that into my workout. So it's like 1 + 1 = 2, right? No, 1 + 1 = 0. Because you don't understand the principles here. Like you're just, you know, it's like giving a kid with a crayon a balance sheet of your business and be like, hey, can you fix this for me? Yeah, they'll scribble on it. It's not better. Yeah, might be more colorful. It's not better. It's worse.
Now, how did you get the name Tony Stark? Where'd that come from?
Chicago Tribune. I got a couple buddies there. So they took some liberties. Tony Stark, the fitness industry. But I think here's a funny story. You'll appreciate this. And your audience will too. When I developed OsteoStrong, it was going to be a very expensive endeavor to get clinics all over the place. The idea was to franchise them. And fortunately, there was a really smart and courageous dude I ran into named Kyle Zagrodzki, who is the actual founder of OsteoStrong. He came up with a name, which is a totally rad name. He took on incredible, like, out of this world risk to do this. And, you know, it's the first thing of its kind. And Tony Robbins says, if you're truly like the first guy in a market, you're going to get a lot of arrows in your back. And I had already learned that because I've been trying to sort of launch it myself by selling it to doctors, putting it in doctors' offices. And they would treat like five people and they'd be like, it's a smashing success. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to change the world five people at a time.
Yeah.
500 at a time? Maybe. So Kyle launched this business and I licensed him the intellectual property. And then I'm the scientific spokesperson of the company. And so like usually when a physician is confused or maybe too lazy to read the research, or they say the research is not enough, which physicians often say because it keeps them from having to do anything. They're busy people. And I defend a lot of physicians who say like, I don't have time for this. They're basically like, they're treated like manual laborers. Yeah, I mean, they're paid when they see patients. Literally, when you want to have like a conversation about some medical advancement, they're like, I'm making no money right now. Like, I'm not paid to know stuff. I'm paid to treat patients.
Yeah.
And
that's incredible. You know,
any education that takes away from their time to see patients, it's like they're losing money. So I get it. Like, don't think your physician is an impatient person or self-absorbed because they don't want to look at, you know, your little pamphlet on superfoods, which, by the way, that is like the ultimate bullshit term. When you walk into your office, you're like, oh, we're talking about superfoods. They're like, get out. Go back to the internet where you have all the answers.
Yeah, right.
No doubt. Never make a mistake or a misjudgment. You'll never get bad advice asking random people on the internet for, you know, what to do with your heart.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to, you know, what you were asking me. I wanted to license X3 to another manufacturer. And so they would market it and I'd be the scientific backstop. And then, you know, I could continue my life of drinking fruity drinks on the beach. It's actually just vodka. it's not really a fruity drink. I get olives in it. I think olives, are they a nut? I don't know. Not my field.
Little okay.
I think they're like a seed or something. Like, it's not what you expect. But anyway, so life was all set for me. And I was like, then I went and talked to these other fitness companies and I'm like, wait a minute, you want to make an argument for science in the fitness industry? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, and they were so nice to me. And these are some of the top companies. They're like, I hate to break it to you, man, but like the fitness community is stupid. Like, they're the dumbest people in the world. They will not understand what the hell are you talking about? They'll call you a scammer because, you know, they're confused by like basic addition and subtraction. Like, they're not going to go along with you. And I heard this like four or five times and I'm like, all right, well, I have the ultimate training device. At that point, I had already put on 45 pounds of muscle. No, I was a little bit less. I was right on my 2-year mark. It was 45 pounds. I remember that was very, very distinct. So
you know it was working.
Yeah. It's like, I have the ultimate thing, which only costs $500 and fits in a drawer. Like, we can throw the whole gym away. Like, when people are like, hey, you want to work out at the Olympic Training Center? I'm like, you have nothing I would want to use. Not a thing. I got something that beats everything in that building in my suitcase. You know, as I travel, I get stopped all the time. And they're like, dude, do you have your X3 with you? Like, in airports, I get noticed a lot because that's kind of our demo, like the business traveler kind of person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, does Thor travel without his hammer? Of course I have it. Yeah. And so I take it everywhere around the world. I fly normally, you know, aside from this shutdown time we have.
Yeah.
Aside from that, 200,000 miles a year. So I'm all over the place. You can check by my Instagram. Like, I'm everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So, you know, and I'm speaking about OsteoStrong and X3. I realized nobody wanted to launch this thing because they were terrified of the science. And I said, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm just going to run some test ads. And I ran test advertisements to bodybuilding audiences, CrossFit audiences, like 5 or 6 different fitness type audiences, but then, you know, also to entrepreneur audiences and people who are just busy executives, people who can't, or just busy professionals in general. Guys who are working outside all day long, the construction workers.
Yeah.
They come home. The last thing they want to do is go to a big, dirty building, which, by the way, gyms are the filthiest places we go when it comes to viruses and pathogens. The usual typical dumbbell has, I think, 150 times the amount of viruses, bacteria, and pathogens than the average public toilet seat. Because people are sitting on the equipment while they're breathing hard all the time. Nobody wipes it down, especially like a knurled bar, putting it in a bucket of alcohol. No, you can't afford to do that.
Wow.
You can't afford to have people handle them all the time. And never mind the health risk of the guy you have cleaning all the equipment.
And like, no one would even think that when you ask somebody that question, like what has more, you know, viral bacteria, a public bathroom toilet or a dumbbell at a gym, 9 times out of 10, people are going to say the toilet.
Yep. Anyway, so the average guy comes home hard day at work and he's got to watch his kids and stuff. Well, he can do X3 when he comes home.
Yeah. 15 minutes.
Yeah. And so it's like, it just made sense for a lot of people. So we decided to pivot our audience away from fitness. We don't really target anything fitness. We target busy professionals. So who, number one, they have more money than the typical fitness person. I don't know what the typical fitness person does, but I do know that Jordan Peterson says 12% of the Western population is only smart enough to push a mop. I'm guessing I know where I always say I found those people. I was like, that seems impossible. But then I went to bodybuilding.com and there they were. Yeah, I think it's sort of a little bit different demographic. They're willing to read something. I noticed profoundly. And I think this is part of the reason why, like, the two most popular places for fitness information are YouTube and Instagram. It's because of illiteracy. I think literally these people can't read. And you should see some of the messages they post. Like, every word is spelled wrong in the sentence. Every single one. With no punctuation or unnecessary punctuation. It's just like, oh yeah, you don't understand my product.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Now let me ask
that as the response.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. How was your mindset when you were creating, you know, before you even created it, but you were thinking about it, maybe sharing it with some people and people with the X3 and people were telling you, like, are you going to go up against the fitness industry? Like, and multiple people were telling you, like, maybe this isn't going to work. Or how was your mindset? How did you keep your mindset strong through all of that noise?
Once I recognized that sort of the trolls and haters are really just jealous. Like, even the ones that didn't understand it, like if I see a product and I don't think it's useful, you know, like some garden tool, it's just like, that's worse than like what everybody already has in their garage.
Yeah.
I don't go and like make a post like calling the CEO of the company like an idiot and a liar and a scammer. I just don't buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
okay. I mean, I don't know who's gonna buy this, but no sale here. And yeah. That's it. I don't post anything. It's like, that's what any normal person would do. So when I saw this hatred, I read some of the studies on like hatred over the internet. And there's a great, it's either Forbes or I think it's Forbes article. The title of the article is Haters Are Just Losers. They're just people who can't get out of their own way. So instead of doing anything with their own lives, they're just going to spend their time tearing other people down. Because if they convince themselves and their peers that everybody who's successful is actually a complete asshole, then they feel better about themselves. It's kind of like a bullying mentality.
Yeah.
But, and then they also get the added level of security they can hide behind their computers. Everybody's a tough guy when they're hiding behind the computer. I've been to conferences. People walk up to me and they're like, you're the X3 guy, right? And they only say, I'm confused about it, why is it better? Like, they clearly didn't read anything.
Yeah.
But I'll explain it to them. And, you know, in like a minute, they're like, wow, okay, now I understand why you say what you say.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a genuine exchange. But these aren't, like, that's not a troll or a hater. Because a troll and a hater just wants to destroy you.
Yeah.
And so you need to just look at them like, I think Winston Churchill said something about this, because the internet didn't create assholes. We had assholes for the last few thousand years. Winston Churchill, when he was prime minister of the United Kingdom, said, don't stop and throw rocks at barking dogs or you'll never get where you want to go.
Yep.
Just ignore them. Yeah, I have a staff of people that just, you know, will politely answer even the rude person's questions. And then if they keep on heckling us. It's just like, all right, ignore them.
Yeah.
That's
the best way out.
But honestly, like, when this book came out, traffic went through the roof. And we had sales that were, I think our sales went up by like 35%, like on average on every day. Even like, you know, middle of September, which is like generally for fitness equipment, like really bad. And like our sales just jumped up. And so all the trolls, I mean, there were like long threads about what a bastard I am because I say something that upsets them or confuses them, or basically what I really think it is they can see somebody succeeding and it reminds them what losers they are. I mean, hey, God forbid, go out and do what I did. I'm not stopping you. Start a company. Like, there is no better time than right fucking now. Uh-huh. Don't make any excuses.
You're like Jack Nicholson. You were like Jack Nicholson. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
Right. Like, well, and it's funny because I've given a couple lectures to different groups and like what it takes to start a business and succeed. And immediately people were like, well, I would never do that. But like the other stuff you said, yeah, I'll do that.
Well, what are some of the things that you said? Cause that's a good question. Like what does it take to start a business and succeed? So what are like your top three tips for the entrepreneur that's listening now, who's thinking about starting a business or maybe just started one on starting a business and succeeding?
Be prepared to go multiple years with zero pay, you know, like, get like a studio apartment, live like a fighter, live like Rocky did in the first movie.
Yeah.
You know, like an apartment that costs, I remember like I had a place back then where like, you know, my typical dinner with me and my girlfriend exceeds the monthly rent of what I used to pay. Like I streamlined my life, I threw away everything. And I'm like, I'm going until this succeeds. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, like, I had some money saved up, obviously. And
yeah,
I didn't run out of it even after 7 years. But I went 7 years making zero.
That seems to be the typical mark of between 7 to 10 years even without making any real money. But keep, you know, because I mean, after 1 year, 2 years, people are already like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
But 7 to 10 years, that seems like the typical marker for entrepreneurs to really start to see the fruit of their labor.
Yeah. Also, this one was kind of strange. Like, I just had to like avoid all women because I you know, dating is a huge distraction. And I just decided that an endeavor like that was just not for me right now.
Yeah.
And funny thing, I ended up having a couple girlfriends through that period because they kept on... They kept on coming up to me and I'd be like, yeah, I'm not interested. And then they wouldn't leave me alone. So I guess that's a strategy. That wasn't a strategy. It just kind of happened. But they were around, but you know, I wasn't emotionally available. I was completely invested in my work.
Focused. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be prepared to not make any zero salary for several years.
Yeah.
And then what I hear you saying is, you know, remove, you know, any distractions, any
distractions. Yeah. Don't get into like, you know, a TV show. Like that's another, like, it just suck hours out of your life.
Yeah.
You know, back then people were like, let's see, how old is The Wire? I think this is when The Wire.
Yeah, The Wire has been out for a couple of years now.
Yeah, it's been out for like 10, like 13 years. Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a show, everybody, or maybe it was The Shield. I don't know. A couple shows that people were telling me, oh, you got to see that. And I'm like, yeah, maybe in a couple of years. Like, I'm not even tuning in for the pilot. Don't care.
Yeah.
So your distractions completely out of your life. There was the first, I think I went 10 years without an actual television screen.
10 like years?
First 10 years.
How long ago was this?
Like 16 years ago or something. Yeah. Yeah. 16 years since that I decided to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not the first like meeting with Tony or anything, but yeah. I remember people walking into my place and they're like, where's your TV? This is before Apple TV, right? And I'm like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
Like I read, like I got a computer.
Well, I mean, that's great too, because I mean, knowing that TV is a distraction, you removed it. You just completely removed the distraction. So you did what you had to do. So I love that. Give me one more tip. So we have remove distractions, be prepared to not make any real money until for several years. And then what's one more? Give me one more. That's work for you.
Well, I mean, just don't stop working.
Don't give up.
There is no clock. You don't get to stop at 5.
Yeah.
Like you set your schedule so you get a decent amount of sleep, so you can concentrate on what you're doing. Because in the beginning, all you can really do, the only thing that's free is creating documentation, like planning.
Yeah.
Getting your plans refined. Now, for me, it was patent filings. For me, it was creating scientific documentation. Partway through that is when I decided to get my PhD, because I actually invented the bone density device before I even started my PhD program.
Oh.
And I went to an awesome university that let me bring my own project as my dissertation project.
Oh, wow.
And they just assign you something, and it's just like, if you don't like it, well, tough shit. This is academia. You're going to do a lot of shit you don't like. Yeah, and that's how academia works, which is a part of the reason. Like, I actually don't care for, I have, you know, 2 graduate degrees. I don't care for formal education. I'm not a fan of it at all. And because they decide what you should learn.
Yeah.
Why? Why don't I decide? Like, it's me. It's going to be my life.
Yep.
Yeah. And of course, now we got issues where professors are deciding that even if your major is music, you're going to study like what a bad president somebody is. And that's just the information you're given, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, this, I'm referencing a specific person. I know. And I'm just like, well, why would you pay for that?
They're forcing you to learn what they want you to learn.
And she said, I didn't. I dropped out because I was just sick of that crap. Like, I wasn't learning anything. What am I paying for? Yeah. And so, like, the most valuable things I learned, now my PhD program, they were very cool because they wanted me to study my own thing. They just held me to an academic standard. So I had to write a real dissertation.
Yeah.
Which ended up being sort of massaged and simplified into a book called Osteogenic Loading. Don't go out and buy that book. It's this very scientific book. It will put you to sleep. Weightlifting is a waste of time, has all the information of that and a lot of other fun stuff that is actionable by actual human beings.
I was going to tell you too, as far as your book is concerned, Weightlifting is a Waste of Time. I love the creativity behind that because, first of all, the title is catchy. And then you have a guy like such as yourself who has this big muscular dude on it telling everybody weightlifting is a waste of time. So everybody's going to be like, let me see what this is about. So that's an amazing
behind that. You probably know who Dr. Sean Baker is, right? The carnivore doctor?
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, and I've been on his podcast a couple times, and, you know, he said, you could have called the book, like, the X3 Method or something, and you would have sold, whatever, 1,000 copies to your customers, or 10,000, but now I've sold 75,000 with basically no effort.
Yeah, because it's controversial.
Yeah, it's because people read it and they're like, if they like weightlifting, there's two categories. If they like weightlifting, of a buyer. If they like it, they're like, I wonder what the hell this guy is going to say.
Yeah.
Make me believe that he knows something that, like, you know, the strength coaches of the world don't. Now, it just so happens, you turn the book over, you hear from the strength coach of the Miami Heat, and X3 is all they do. So a lot of people think a lot of things about strength coaching, and they're way out of date.
Yeah.
You know, like, nobody lifts heavy at all in any professional sport. Like, not even close. They're tiny weights, high repetitions, because those guys are worth millions on the field or on the court.
And they don't want to get injured.
Yeah, you're not going to injure them in the weight room.
That's right.
Like, they don't even let them lift heavy.
Yeah. It makes sense.
But they do with X3.
Yeah.
Because you can lift heavier than you normally lift with more repetitions and with almost zero risk of injury.
They get the same benefit.
Right. So the two camps of people are like, I like weightlifting, so I wonder what the hell this guy is going to say. I'm going to read this. And if they read it, they're like, these are very profound ideas and I'm going to try it out. And then, you know, you hear from the same guy a month later and it's like, I will never lift weights again. And then the other population is like the people who tried like standard fitness for maybe a year or 3 years, a couple years ago. And they're like, I didn't get anything.
Yeah.
I just, like, my body didn't change. It didn't, you know, maybe I got a little bit leaner because I like stopped eating Doritos.
Oh, maybe they're saying all I got was hurt.
Yeah, or that. Yeah, like the CrossFit people. Like, oh yeah, we have so many former CrossFit people who are like, I'm just tired of getting injured.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be like every week, like, oh, look, another injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of frustrated CrossFitters. Fortunately, the CrossFitters are really motivated people. I would bet that CrossFitters are more successful in business than almost any group of people subdivided by exercise.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think I might have a hairline fracture, but I'm about to break a record in this workout. Like, not even a competition. So I'm just going to, you know, limp along until the class is over. Yeah, I've heard that story a couple of times. And I'm like,
that's true.
Like, you should start a business, dude. You probably will go a couple of years without pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome, man. Well, Listen, Dr. John, man, I thank you so much for coming on to the show and just hanging out with me and having a cool conversation. I love the conversation, man. I know my audience is going to love it as well. Listen, guys, if you like this show, make sure you go ahead and share it with all your whole audience and your sphere of influence. Dr. John, where can people get more, get to learn more about you, more about the OsteoStrong device, X3, and just checking out who you're such a, just hanging out with you, man, and following you on social media and seeing all the cool places you travel to and all the cool people you hang out with.
Sure. Well, I created a landing page just so I could say one thing, because first of all, people butcher my last name or misspell it all the time. And I get more searches than the product does. Like, or it'll be like Jaquish Bar, you know, like, and they're looking for X3, but they remember my name. And it, coincidentally, people follow people more often than they follow brands.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which is why I heavily branded myself as well as the product. So people are, because people remember me, they remember what I have to say, they remember the kind of quotes I have. So, you know, I say like, there's no such thing as cardio. It's just really crappy strength training that has no effect. You know, people think, and if they don't like cardio, they laugh at that. They're like, oh, that's awesome. And then cardio people are like, well, wait a minute, but what about your cardiovascular health? I tell them about the 100 studies and meta-analysis, and they're like, okay, well, what if I like it? And I'm like, well, if you like it, you like it.
Yeah.
Like, I like alcohol. I don't drink it because it makes me healthy. You just know when you're doing cardio, you're doing it because you enjoy it, which is a good enough reason for me.
That's right.
Right.
So where is it they can follow you?
Yeah. Where do you go? So you go to drj.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, the letter J.com. And you can find my Instagram there, my YouTube channel, links to the nutritional advancements that we've been working on at the company, and the X3 product, and also everything you need to know about bone density is there. But it's one page that's just all like, where do you want to go?
Yeah, yeah. I saw it too. Super cool. When I was looking into your stuff, I saw all the different websites you have, but then I saw the drj.com and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool too. So There you have it, folks. Drj.com, all his handles are there, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, everything that you need to find him. OsteoStrong and X3. And the book as well, right, is on the website also. Weightlifting is a Waste of Time, Wall Street Journal bestseller. So definitely go ahead and check that out. I'll drop the links in the show notes as well. But I appreciate you again, Dr. John, for hanging out with me. And thank you all as well for hanging out with me. And until next week, guys, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you don't stop until you win. Take care and God bless. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.